ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister James Marape last week survived yet another push to hold a no-confidence vote against him, with the process now in the hands of the country's Supreme Court. It is the second time the Marape government has successfully delayed the process, triggering questions over the future stability of the country. And on the streets of Port Moresby, residents are fed up. Papua New Guinea reporter Belinda Cora has the story.
The vote of no confidence for the past week has dominated political debate and the headlines in Papua New Guinea. But on the streets of the capital, Port Moresby, residents and business owners say it is an unwelcome distraction. Alice Tumu sells lamp flaps in Port Moresby's suburb of Boroko. She said she wants change. She feels life in the city has become a little too expensive for her, and that the government has forgotten about the needs of the people.
The increasing prices of goods in shops is one thing I want to talk about. Parliament is supposed to have some of the best leaders who are supposed to look at these increases and do something about it, because life in Port Moresby is getting harder.
But it's not just the government being blamed. Rebecca Pasingan, a worker in Port Moresby, says she's disappointed with the opposition's role in the saga.
They should have adhered to the process, made sure everything was in place. They should have done their due diligence, checked everything and then submitted it. To make a mistake for the second time, the first time was missing a name and getting the numbering wrong, and then the second time was not paying attention to detail and getting the name wrong. That's not good enough.
The opposition's attempt to deliver its motion on the floor failed in last week's session of Parliament over the procedural inconsistencies, with the Speaker adjourning Parliament until September. But now it is headed to court. It is requesting the Supreme Court to issue an order to Speaker Job Pomar to recall Parliament within 7 days as one of the relief sought in a constitutional reference filed on Monday. Dr. Orovu Sepoy, a longtime female political expert, has been watching the process closely.
This is not the first time we've had a motion of vote of no confidence, and people should know the procedures and processes so that when it's to be moved on the floor of Parliament, it happens as it should and not be withheld because of procedural oversight. And so that's a big disappointment for our people, and it doesn't help people's trust in the MPs themselves and the Parliament itself as well.
Dr. Sepoy is also critical of the hotel camps set up during the no-confidence vote process.
So the practice of keeping MPs in camps at hotels is a clear indication of lack of trust among MPs themselves, and especially for each member of parliament to decide on the basis of their own conscience. And so the current process has dragged on due to some oversight in the procedures and processes by the opposition, as we hear from the media. But again, that's a disappointment because
Governor of East Sepik Province, Alan Bird, was selected as the alternate prime minister for the opposition in earlier times if the no-confidence vote was successful. Despite the uncertainty over the process and the criticism from the public, he says the vote gives the people of Papua New Guinea an alternate path.
And people keep feeling the pain. What are people going to think of us? They're going to think that we don't care about what's happening to the people because, you know, we're not doing anything about it. And that's the other thing. The vote of no confidence gives hope to the people, so they don't riot in the street. They don't go destroy things. They're like, okay, look, the members of parliament are doing something, so let's wait and see if, you know, they can do something. But if they see us doing nothing, imagine how they're going to feel. So this is the way you've got to look at a vote of no confidence. It's not just about the prime minister.
As the Supreme Court mulls over its future, Dr. Sepoy says votes of no confidence do have a place in Papua New Guinea if the process is transparent.
It can be effective if members of parliament deciding for themselves based on their conscience, based on their observation of how the current government has functioned, and especially the Prime Minister. And so its effectiveness can only be tested if individual parliamentarians are not pulled into camps and that they decide for themselves. Because when they convene in two camps, it's quite clear that, as you know, in PNG politics, it becomes a money game as well. And that's not a good reason.
And that's Dr. Orivoy Sepoy, a political expert, ending that report by Belinda Cora in Port Moresby.